Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for the bigger picture. Over the past few weeks, especially on the back of the most recent CPI data, there was a lead up to speculation of rate hikes of 75 basis points. And then that happened. And then we spent the past few days analyzing the likelihood of a recession and how, with the potential of another 75 basis points at the next rate hike, and then maybe markets looking at 50 basis points, how all of that is going to point to inducing some sort of a recession. The question is that likely to happen this year or next year? Well, different analysts have their own different analysis of it. On the line with me this morning for the bigger picture is Francis Tan, Senior Investment Strategist for UOB Private Bank. Good morning, Francis. How are you doing, sir?
Hello, good morning, Elliot. Everything's good.
Okay, well, everything's good except the markets. So it's interesting, right? We're looking at the back of how the banks in the United States have cleared the annual health check, the stress test showing that they have enough capital. There's talk of another 75 basis point hike potentially next round, and then 50 after. No movement back to quarter points until November at least. So there's fear with regard to stagflation and potential recession. How likely do you see this happening within the next year?
Well, from how the markets has been performing over the past couple of weeks, or in fact months, it seems already that the recession is here, right?
Yeah, it does. When you think you're grabbed, you're like, hey, wait a minute, it's getting more expensive every day.
That's true. I mean, stagflation is a scary word that we have been hearing particularly strongly since last year. And this is a situation whereby inflation continues to rise at a persistent level while we are seeing overall slow or even negative economic growth. So that is how the word stagflation comes about. But to put a bigger meaning to it, it has to mean persistent. Now, the tough thing is that in economics, nobody really says how persistent it should be. But if you look at an example back in the 70s where we are seeing the oil shock during that time, that persistence was in a few years, meaning that year on year on year on year, we are seeing higher and higher prices. So for instance, if year one is 10% inflation, year two can be 10 or even higher. That means that prices are rising through the roof on a consistent basis, multi-year basis. On that note, I don't think that we are seeing that kind of inflationary pressures that we are seeing in the 70s right now in 2022 or even going to 2023. The key reason was that that was a supply-side issue. I mean, now we do have international oil prices are high, but I don't foresee them to be much higher right now. Moreover, the average American consumption on oil is only 5% of their total expenditure. Back in the 70s, it was around 15%. And I did a back-of-the-envelope calculation. In order to reach that 15%, the average oil price has to reach around $180 to $200 per barrel.
Wow.
From current levels.
You gave me a shock there.
So I don't think so. So I don't think we will be seeing this kind of multi-year stagflation. So not to worry about that. Okay. But the truth is that we are certainly seeing still high prices, but yet slower economic growth. That is something that we have to brace up for this part of the economic cycle.
Yeah, actually, I do want to talk about some of the indicators, other indicators that you're watching and the kind of impact it'll have on markets. But, you know, obviously, but first, just a recession-related question. We see a lot more people, I'm sure even your own parents have said, hey, you better keep some extra canned food at home just in case, right? This is the real recession, I mean, opinion question. This is the real recession compared to the so-called one we saw during COVID-19.
Oh, okay. You are talking about this recession risk.
Yeah.
Well, always the key answer that I always tell my friends or even investors is that after a previous recession is over, the next recession is always coming. It's like if the clock is past 12 o'clock, we are going to brace up for the next 12 o'clock again.
Okay.
The only thing is that what are you going to do? Nothing between now till the next recession. Or what? So there was a very interesting quote from a very much acclaimed economist, Paul Samuelson, long time ago. He says that the stock market has predicted 9 of the past 5 recessions. So that means the stock market, because it's very sentiments-driven, it tends to be unnerved quite easily at the prospect of recession. From now, I will really think that the potential recession that we could be seeing in this very much a shorter business cycle could be coming at the end of 2023 to the start of 2024.
Okay.
And one of the key things why I don't think we're in a recession now is the Fed and central banks around the world are hiking rates, and there is really impossible for them to hike rates when they think that we are having a recession right now.
Yeah, they have reiterated, right? They aggressively want to fight it. So,
inflation.
Talking about impact on markets and some of the indicators that you're watching closely, what can you share with us?
Right, okay. So one of the things that I'm looking to look at the inflation numbers going ahead, even on the MES yesterday, we had the CPI numbers. They are saying that inflation should taper a little bit by the end of this year. Currently, around the world, producers' prices are still pretty high. Now, in Europe, producers' prices are in the 30-something percent year on year. So this means that going forward, they will still translate to a higher prices that we have not experienced over the last decade. But technically, that should come down because inflation, anyway, is measured on a year-on-year basis. So last year is $100, this year is $110. It's going to be a 10% inflation rate. Next year, it's going to be harder and harder. So there's some sort of a mean reversion. So I'm expecting inflation numbers to come back now again. And from what you mentioned just now about the Federal Reserve, yes, there could be a 75 basis point hike, but how long more can they do at the same magnitude? So going forward, there should be a tapering in the rate hikes as we reach the terminal rate of around 3.5 towards 4% on the Fed funds target rate.
Bearing in mind the current landscape, right, Francis, what would your advice be in terms of portfolio allocation?
Right, okay. So for one, like I mentioned just now from economist Paul Samuelson, the market has predicted a lot more than the recession. So the actions in the market right now is that we are in the recession, which obviously we are not. So what that means is that the market has underestimated the economic growth that we are seeing right now. In the U.S. actually today, although growth is slowing, in fact, it could be a situation whereby in the second quarter, we may even see a technical recession in the U.S. That's not impossible, but that's going to be a mild one, a shallow one. It's not going to be a long L-shaped type that we saw during the GFC. So it's not. In fact, the average U.S. household is still pretty strong right now. Pent-up demand, the willingness and ability to spend is there. The propensity to spend is there. Guess what? Of every $100 of disposable income by the average American household, they are spending $93.
Oh,
so it's very strong consumption, and U.S. consumer is 70% of their GDP. So I don't think that we are in a recession right now. So in terms of portfolio allocation, the sell-off in the market is way overdone. And I feel that as we enter to the next phase of the economic cycle, which is not the recession yet, but you can call it the autumn of the economic cycle, but things pass really fast during this cycle, there is still potential upside for a lot of stocks that are undervalued to catch up. And for now, at this part of the business cycle, I'm a lot more interested or optimistic in the global champion. There are a lot of good stocks out there, blue chip stocks out there in the global markets. They have been sold off mainly because of the overall poorer sentiments.
Okay. Actually, one way to really look at the consumer demand and sentiment is just go to the airport and see how crowded it is. It is quite crowded, you know. Then, in that case, to wrap up, Francis, just a final question, a quick one. What investments would you avoid or reduce exposure from?
Right, okay, because the truth is that there's going to be interest rate hikes still.
Yeah.
So long duration stocks, I mean stocks that are in the growth sector, stocks that are not earning any profits, they are not seeing any EPS growth, I avoid them.
Okay.
Stocks with strong dividends in the REITs, I think these are okay. And get exposure through ETFs, I think that's quite okay as well, because it's a basket of stocks. So sectors that are in the value space, providing strong dividends, in the financials, industrials are still doing well, right? Those are okay. But increasingly, since I'm saying that we're in the autumn phase of the business cycle, increasingly look into defensive. So your healthcare will start coming back. The consumer staples will have to start coming back. So increasingly look into that. And right now, we are quite optimistic on corporate bonds as well. Just avoid government bonds for now. Later on, maybe next year, then we will slowly look into government bonds. But right now, corporate bonds are yielding pretty high as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Francis Tan, Senior Investment Strategist, UOB Private Bank, on the line with me. Francis, thank you for your time. Take care. Have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.